This is The Extended Family, a DCU's Batman comics verse fanfic, written by Hin Raven and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated G and contains the pairing Stephanie Brown Cassandra Cain, with secondary pairings of Tim Drake Tam Fox and Jason Todd Donna Troy, with additional tags for literally, I shoved every Bat Family member I could think of in here. So many characters. Children of characters. Fluff, Thanksgiving, Kid Fic, Alternate Universe, no New 52. Married couple. Cassandra Cain is Batman. Stephanie Brown is Nightwing. Bat Family. Summary. Steph and Cass attend Bat Family Thanksgiving. Author's notes. For the prompt-a-thon over on Tumblr, Stephanie Brown prompted, Steph Cass, and spending Christmas or any other holiday with the rest of the Bat Fam? I did Thanksgiving because I feel awkward writing Christmas fic in November, and then I put it in the future because I'm a sucker for kid fic. This fic takes place approximately 10 years post-pre-reboot. Steph woke up to Terry bouncing on the bed.
What is it?
She muttered, burying her face in the pillow. Beside her, Cass laughed.
Mom! Matt was there too, tugging on her arm. Mom, we need to go. It's Thanksgiving. Mom, we can't be late. Mom!
The 5-year-old was so earnest that it pulled at Steph's motherly heartstrings. Cursed be the day those things came into existence. Steph groaned, lifting her head up slightly.
I'm up,
she muttered, even though her eyes were still half closed. Cass laughed, pushing Steph's hair out of her eyes before kissing her quickly.
Ma!
Terry groaned, 8 years old, through and through.
That's gross.
Cass laughed and scooped up their older son into her arms, hugging him tightly. Cass was a morning person, and sometimes Steph hated her for it.
Come on, kid, she whispered to Matt. Let's go start the coffee while she's distracted.
Heard that, Cass called. But she didn't move to stop them as Matt launched himself at Steph's back into piggyback position. Steph laughed and plodded through the house to the kitchen. She made instant oatmeal for Cass and herself, poured out cereal for Terry and Matt. Matt sullenly drank his usual 3 sips of coffee before Steph reclaimed her mug from him. It was a beautiful mug, with World's Best Superhero Mom written on it. Cass had a matching one, but she usually preferred to use her World's Best Batman mug. Particularly if there was any chance she'd see Dick or Bruce that day. Cass entered, already dressed in a gorgeous green sweater dress with a belt fastened around her middle. Her neat bob was combed and styled, and silver hoops gleamed in her ears. Steph, dressed in a ratty Wonder Woman shirt and a pair of sweatpants with holes in them, rolled her eyes and drank her coffee.
Everyone's coming today, right?
Terry demanded, tugging on his own sweater, which was bright red. His collared shirt underneath it was crooked, and Cass knelt down to adjust it.
Yep, everyone,
Steph said, spooning brown sugar into her bowl of oatmeal.
All the cousins and the extended family, and the Foxes and the Canes.
Shway, Terry said, grinning as he scrambled up to the table. Steph finished her oatmeal and coffee, and then went to change. A nice pair of jeans and a red and yellow patterned sweater seemed appropriate, and she added a pair of gold stud earrings and the gold Batman symbol choker that Jason had bought her as a gag wedding gift. She slipped on her wedding ring and applied makeup.
Her hair was now a pixie cut, and with a wet comb, it was even willing to stay in place. Her phone plinked, and she glanced at it, seeing it was Jason. She opened it and saw a picture of Jason, Kathy propped up on his lap, grinning widely. "Raise you to the manor," read the caption. She rolled her eyes and went to get Matt dressed. They arrived at the manor after Jason, but before Dick. Alfred greeted them at the door and escorted them further in, where Bruce, Selina, and Talia were waiting. Matt and Terry tumbled all over themselves to claim Selina and Talia's attention. Gus pecked Bruce on the cheek, smiling at him. Jason and Donna were in the kitchen, bustling around and helping Alfred cook. Little Kathy was floating a few inches above the ground, reading her book. Steph poked her niece on the shoulder, and Kathy beamed when she saw her, shooting up to Steph's level to hug her. "Auntie Steph!" the 10-year-old exclaimed, bright blue eyes shining. The oldest of the next generation, Kathy was precocious and strong-minded, spending her summer vacations alternating between Themyscira with her Aunt Diana, training in the Amazon Manor, and spending time with the Teen Titans. Damien, Nell, and Colin appeared, bearing 5 different types of pie, and escorting Tiffany and Duke. Tiffany ran up and hugged her, and then hugged Kathy as well. Tiffany Fox, the 16-year-old spoiler, adored Wonder Girl almost as much as she did Batgirl. Steph smiled. Damien nodded at Steph and went to check on Matt and Terry. Damien had a bit of a strained relationship with the boys, his blood brothers, who viewed him as an uncle. "Odd things happened when you adopted your father-in-law's half-clones," Steph thought to herself, before getting distracted by Wendy's arrival. Steph kissed her proxy on the cheek, chattering away at her while Matt ran over and crawled into Wendy's lap, hugging his favorite aunt tightly. Max, Wendy's adopted daughter, waved at Terry. Harper, Carrie, and Cullen arrived, laughing and carrying more stuffing than anyone could possibly eat, unless they invited the Allens over, but it was put in the oven to heat anyway. Kate and Maggie followed shortly after, with Bette and a gigantic baguette in tow. Bette cheerfully chatted with Cass for a while Steph caught up with Leslie, whose hair was slowly thinning, but was as lively and sharp as ever. Dick, Babs, Corey, and Marie arrived next. Marie ran to join the bustle of her cousins, grabbing Max and Matt and helping Kathy with the herding. At 9 years old, Marie was Kathy's unofficial second-in-command in running the youngest generation. Corey went to talk with Donna, while Babs pulled her wheelchair up next to Wendy, and the two of them began to talk shop, much to Alfred's disapproval. But since he was busy with David, Tam, and Tim's untimely arrival, he couldn't do much about it. "Tim," Steph said, waving as she wove her way through the room, Cass at her side. Tim looked adorably dorkish as ever, with his hair slicked back and wearing a tie that matched Tam's dress. Married life suited him, Steph thought, hugging him, and then Tam and David. Helena, Zinda, Dinah, and Renee arrived in the background, much to the delight of the children, who promptly dogpiled the wayward birds of prey with shouts of joy. "I'm so glad you could make it," she said to David, who was so often busy during the holidays. "Couldn't miss it," David said. "Not when both of my sisters are here." "David!" Tiffany Fox, as if summoned by the mention of her, practically tackled her brother. "Master Fox," Alfred said, materializing. "I believe we will require your assistance in the kitchen." David laughed and carefully removed his sister. I'll see you at dinner, okay? You can sit next to me. Tiffany beamed at him before returning to her age group.
There's so many of us now, Steph muttered, looking at the group of laughing children and then the group of teenagers. Damien, at 20, was the oldest, with Tiffany being the youngest. Nell and Colin and Duke bridged the gap well, and the five of them were strong fighters in their own right.
Yes, Cass said, squeezing Steph's hand. They won't be alone. Not like us.
Steph turned her eyes to Bruce, who was holding little Lizzie, Jason and Donna's second daughter, named after that Lizzie because Jason Todd is a ridiculous nerd, and smiling so softly that Steph almost couldn't believe that he had been Batman before Cass had taken up the mantle.
God, I hope not, she said.
Also, hopefully, less dying, Cass said.
I'll be thankful for that, Steph said, kissing her wife softly.
Gross! Terry howled.
Cooties! Matt added.
Boys, Kathy said, rolling her eyes. The end. Atha's notes. So just a general rundown of the various kids and ages. Terry Brown Kane, Bruce's clone, adopted by Cass and Steph. Actually 5 years old, physically and psychologically 8. Matthew Brown Kane, see above. Aged normally because Steph and Cass got him when he was just a baby. Catherine Troy, Jason and Donna's daughter, Amazon Powers, and pretty much the leader of the cousins. She's 10 years old and the oldest. Elizabeth Troy, Jason and Donna's second daughter, probably Amazon Powers, but they haven't shown yet if she has them. Lizzie is 3. Marie Grayson Anders. Marie is Dick and Corey's clone, a la Connor Kent. They aren't together anymore, and weren't when they found her, but they split custody of her and are friendly. She's 9 years old mentally and physically, but no one's sure how old she actually is. Maxine Gibson Harris. Wendy's stepdaughter, age 8 like Terry, who is her best friend. And a rundown of Who's Who, Superhero Edition. Steph. Nightwing! She's a doctor helping Leslie in the clinic by day. Cass. The Bat / Batman. She's a stay-at-home mom officially, but running Batman Inc. and working with the Justice League is a pretty big job as well. Jason. Retired. He's a stay-at-home dad and spoils his girls rotten.
Tim. Also retired. Although he lends a hand with the Birds of Prey, Justice League, and Oracle's general workings when asked. Currently CEO of Wayne Enterprises and happily married to Tam Fox.
Dick. Also Batman, but operating out of Bloodhaven. He's doing work in the police force again. He and Corey have split custody of Marie, but since Corey also lives in Bloodhaven and in the same apartment building, it's pretty simple.
Damien.
He's Red Robin now, much to his ire. He, Batgirl, Spoiler, and Abuse form a powerful quartet and are pretty self-sufficient.
Nell.
Batgirl! She works with Steph sometimes, but she usually does her thing with Damien Co. nowadays.
Tiffany Fox.
Much to Steph's surprise, Tiffany picked up Spoiler and the good fight along with it.
Bruce.
Stodgily, grumpily,
reluctantly retired. The old man needs a cane and hobbles around everywhere, but he still thinks he should be out in the field.
Babs often mutes him on the comms, much to his annoyance. Everyone else still has the same name and job, with, like, a few years of promotions added and stuff. Reader's notes. Happy American Thanksgiving to those who celebrate. Happy Have a Bat Family Thanksgiving Podfic to those who don't. Shaking things up a little bit this year. It is not an Avengers Thanksgiving Podfic. It is a Bat Fam. Just the vibe of this, how families are growing and just sort of like let this be the celebration of an expanded family with multiple generations now. Seems like a good vibe to have for 2021. I hope you and yours are happy, healthy, and together if you can be. And if you can't, I hope you have a delicious pizza waiting for you. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.